Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Psych! Oh my goodness gracious, man. You know what? I know a lot of people want to kick me in the butt right now, but I had to play around with you. Of course there can't be any biker news without the bad. I know people are going to say, Hollywood, you schmuck. I don't know, man. I just had to do a test out there, play around a little bit. You know how I am. I'm playful. But man, we're biker news, man. We've been for the last 5 years. We cover everything. I know I put that one segment on. People are like, oh, my God, Hollywood. It was like, damn, man, the sky's falling in, man. Chill, bro. Chill. I got all kinds of freaking club members texting me, freaking sending emails. What are you doing? I was like, man, chill, bro. I'm just playing around. But I am a good actor, man. I'm telling you what. Any of you out there that are talent agents, you just get a hold of Hollywood, man. I'll be your star in your next biker movie or a good consultant for you. Today, the outlaws are coming after your wives and girlfriends. The cops are up there all scaring people up in Canada and stuff because the outlaws are having a run. My God, man, do they go after these clubs and make them into like a pillage type of organization? They're a criminal organization. Shut up, stupid. You know what? Cops get arrested more than any one percenters do. This is a fact. There was a study out in Bowling Green, Kentucky a few years back where there are cops being busted everywhere. But I don't hear you people out there calling them gangs. I don't do it. Let's go to our first freaking story today. It is a sad state of affairs. And by the way, wait till you see the Yamaha that was just revealed. If this is the future of motorcycles, I don't want to be a part of it. Let's go here to the Wichita Eagle. This by Erardo Castilla, and this was updated from the 9th. Police identify Wichita man, 77, who died at motorcycle track in Park City. Authorities are still working to determine the cause of death. Park City police officers responded at 4:24 p.m. to an accident call at Jeep's Motorcycle Club at 605 East 101st Street North, a Park City police news release said. Family of Burnett said he had been riding a motorcycle on the course alone. They got concerned when he did not come back after a while and went looking for him. Police searched the track and found Burnett laying on the ground, not breathing. Sad state of affairs. The fire department and emergency workers were called, and they pronounced him dead at the scene. Police said they are uncertain if Burnett had a medical issue or suffered an accident on the track. It said on a Facebook page for the motorcycle track, said he was a longtime motorcycle enthusiast. Sad state of affairs right there. Sad state of affairs. He was a member of the Ark Valley Trails Association, a nonprofit that promotes off-road motorcycling in Kansas. That out of Wichita and the Wichita Eagle right there. Now we're going to go to our main story. Then we'll go to that kook of Yamaha. CTV News, Ottawa. Outlaw biker gang members to converge in Ontario. You don't want me to even say that name, man. That is a Hollywoodism ready to happen. This one by Ted Raymond. Police are telling residents of Gannaquick. You know what? You got some messed up names up there. That's all I have to say. That's kind of like Wisconsin. It's like all Indian chiefs names and stuff like that. I can't say it, man. Hollywood is a man at its best. That members of the Outlaws Motorcycle Gang will be converging in town this Friday, Friday the 13th. They ain't out there freaking banging on Jason or Freddie, are they? Is a common gathering date for bikers, while the largest gathering is in the town of Port Dover, Ontario, on the shores of Lake Erie. This one also has become a popular destination. There was a gathering of outlaw members in January. Goes on to quote this from provincial police. Outlaw motorcycle gangs are among criminal organizations whose wide array of criminal activity can cause harm and victimization in communities across Ontario. Basically, they're saying, hide your wives and girlfriends. The big bad bikers are coming from you. Earlier this year, violence erupted between gangs in eastern Ontario, notably the Outlaws and the Loners. Three people were injured in a fight between biker gang members. And by the way, it's fair use. I got to read this by line by line, so I get that all the time. Why can't you just skip it? No, I can't. Days later, the Outlaws Clubhouse in Brockville, Ontario, burned down. Police say proper precautions are in place to ensure the safety and well-being of residents and visitors. The cops are reminding citizens that these events have occurred in town over the last few years with minimal disruption. But you guys are out there all stoking the fires and stuff like that. That out of Ontario. Here is the weird one. This out of Electrotrek. Mika Toll. Yamaha unveils new self-balancing electric motorcycle. And get this. Without handlebars. That's not a motorcycle. Look at that damn thing, man. That's a Tron bike. You know what? I am getting old. And I fear in the next 20 years, the motorcycles that we know aren't going to be around anymore. And it's called the Motoroid electric motorcycle concept. Roughly 6 years ago, it was revealed. It looked like a contraption out of a science fiction movie. You know what would be cool if they got those speeders from Star Wars? Now that stuff would be cool. Now that the company has unveiled the new refined Yamaha Motoroid 2, the wild self-balancing electric motorcycle looks like it could be small, weird, step closer to reality. Again, if you're on YouTube or wherever, you can see this motorcycle. This ain't even a motorcycle. Come on. I guess it goes on to say it takes significant liberties with its design. Much of the mechanics of a traditional motorcycle, that is not traditional, I'm sorry. The rear swing arm provides suspension like most typical motorbikes, but also incorporates a pivot that allows the rear half of the bike to lean independently on the front. Stupid! That's an accident waiting to happen. The rear houses of a hub motor that gets powered by a rather small-looking underslung battery pack. The front fork, which New Atlas describes as operating mercifully normal compared to the rest of the bike, provides steering in a non-traditional method. That's because there are no handlebars like you find on a conventional motorcycle. Instead, the handlebars have been replaced by rigid hand grips. Essentially just handles to hang on to. I don't know, man. I like her better than the motorcycle. In fact, it's not even clear how the front fork rotates or how the pivoting rear swing arm could potentially aid in steering. That is an accident waiting to happen. I do not like it. I really think that maybe us old guys are just getting way too old, man. These kids, you know what? They made Harley redesign the Sportster because they wanted a more modern look. That ain't modern. That's stupid. I don't like the new Sporty. Come on, Harley. What's going on with you? Don't give in. I'm telling you, don't give in to these radical design ideas. That Sportster has been around forever. And you go mess with it. I know you're trying to get people into the sport of motorcycling. I just don't think that's the way to do it. And it sure the hell ain't the way to do it with this Yamaha. I wouldn't jump on one of them. It's all on its own. Come on, stupid. Anyway, we're going to go to the second half of the show right now with China Dow. She's been filling in, man, why Hollywood had to get a schedule fixed and stuff. That way we'd get back on track with the Biker News and as well as the Madhouse. We're getting it together, man. Again, we'll be right back after this. Join the Insane Throttle Members Only Club on YouTube or Spotify and receive exclusive content. Your membership in the Throttle Club helps keep the show going.
It is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't give the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
The following radio show is intended for ridiculously immature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
It's muted here. We have to unmute that mic. But yeah, that is, especially when I talk about sheep and goat.
You got to stop doing that.
I don't know, man. I think all the Muslims are pissed at me right about now.
A little bit.
You think they'd probably want to shoot me or something, man. You know, talking about that, there's some sick individuals over there. They were beheading babies.
Don't you mean that's reality. I just saw an article this morning that literally this morning, like 10 minutes ago, that said that a father over there was basically grateful that he found, because he thought his daughter, who was like under the age of 5, was being held hostage.
Right.
He said he found out that she is deceased and is grateful that she's deceased and not held hostage.
Because they're animals.
And I was like in shock and awe just by seeing that.
They're animals. And now you got all you see all these people on these college campuses supporting them. You even got a group that's called Queers for Palestine. They are so ignorant. They would string them up over there. And now Vladimir Putin has come out and said, if the U.S. gets involved, Russia's going to support the Palestinians. Revelation is on the forefront of everybody's mind right now. This can turn into something very bad. Very bad.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I ain't either, man. Mm-mm. So I play around with everybody. I think a lot of people are going to be like, Hollywood, you're a prick. I think I'm a good actor.
You're pretty good, dude.
I think I should be like representing in the next biker movie. But I should. I'm an actor, man. Should be my next step.
Do a tryout somewhere.
You can't have Biker News without bad stuff. You just can't do that.
It's just not going to work.
It's like, shut up, stupid. You actually believe me?
I'm not doing it anymore.
Dude, I'm a shock jock. You don't want to do that.
There's your shock.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Surprise!
How's everybody doing today? We're going to be talking about signs someone isn't as smart as they think they are. And the first thing that comes to my mind with that statement in the encyclopedia is China Dow.
How did I know?
It's China Dow.
How did I know?
You've been doing good when you had to do solo stuff, man.
I'm doing the best I can. You have big shoes to fill.
I do. You know, I am Hollywood. So I don't want to be in your position where you have to fill the shoes like mine.
It's not easy being you.
It isn't, man.
No.
And, you know, a lot of other creators try to duplicate me and stuff. They can't do it.
No, it's too much of a challenge. So, you know, I just be me.
I think they should go back to the closet with the sheep. That's what most of them do. They screw sheep. I can name a couple creators that do that. Either that or they prefer goats.
Cat, you're funny. She says shock jock doesn't mean taser in your drawers.
Oh, she's a she?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I used to call it Catholic.
It's cataholic.
It's cataholic. Man, my cat's been going stupid lately, man. It's like, damn, man, did you get into my... I think she might have, because it's...
He or she, we don't know.
It's in my top drawer, my weed. And I just remember
Our cat?
Yeah, I just remember that. She's been freaking prowling around my top drawer lately.
Stop leaving it open.
I think I got the bitch eye.
I mean, hell, I just got her a new cat scratcher the other day, and we put a whole baggie of catnip on it, and she was like doing parkour all around the house. It was great. Parkour.
What the hell does that mean? Is that like the zoomies?
She's like jumping all over the place, jumping over the dogs, going under the bed, climbing up on everything.
I still think parkour. I think it was freaking still funny that she went after the pit bull's tail.
I know. She hasn't done it since, though, because now Xena's like looking over her shoulder when she's laying down.
Ain't that a bitch when a cat does that to a dog? They're like, what the fuck?
Dude, I wasn't doing nothing.
I just think it's funny how cats rule the roost and the dogs fall in line. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny as hell.
The dogs are just like, okay.
It's opposite of Tom and Jerry. You know how they had that big bulldog and stuff that always whooped the shit out of Tom?
Yeah.
And the mouse went after Tom, too. It's like total opposite with this cat.
The cat's got both the female dogs just sitting there going, sorry.
Well, we have a winner out in California, you pricks.
For Powerball. $1.7 billion.
I don't know, man. I was happy if I won $100.
Yeah. We could still check the ticket.
I think it's rigged. I do. Won. I think it's rigged. It always seems like it's either in Florida, California, or New York.
Yeah.
It's like, here, hand you my money.
Basically.
And you wonder why I don't play the damn thing. I think it's rigged. I think we go back to the old days of doing numbers on the street. 5 cents, you win a dollar. I like it. It's easier than playing the lotto.
I guess the cash payout on it is like, even though it's 1.7 something billion,
they're probably going to get like 500 million of that.
774.
I'd be pissed like a motherfucker.
And that's if you get all lump sum. You can get it paid out in 30 years.
I would do the 30 years. Because most people who win the lotto because they're stupid, they go bankrupt within a couple years. It's a known fact. So why not take it out on a 30-year bit, get the interest on it, and always have money?
Well, and now they have it where if you get the 30 years, because what it was is if you passed away before finishing your payout, the rest would just be lost.
That's bullshit.
Now you can have actually leave it to someone.
Well, that's the way it should have been.
It's not how it used to be.
I think that's horseshit.
Yeah.
No wonder people were taking it all up in a one lump sum.
That's why they're taking it, because they give you the option of one lump sum or 30 years.
Yeah, but it's only paid to you.
It's only paid to you. And when you die, there's nothing.
That's a freaking government scam right there.
Yeah, because if somebody in like their 60s or 70s wins it, you know they ain't going to be here 30 more years.
No, so they get the extra.
Mm-hmm. They keep it.
You know what? I hate politicians. I really do. I talk about that all the time. I cannot stand the pricks. I just can't stand them. I think they're worthless human beings.
Well, yeah. I find it funny that it just so happens that I was talking about California in the news yesterday on the show and somebody in California won. And then I got another news story for California. Their governor's going wild, signing a bunch of banning laws.
Oh, banning things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's he banning now?
The dumbest thing ever. Now they're basically telling you what you should and should not eat.
Oh, my God. How do you people live in California? I'm sorry. How do you do it? You're like glutton for punishment, man.
Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Saturday prohibiting the sale of food containing 4 chemicals commonly found in cereals, candy, and soft drinks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
That's another way of saying you're fat and we don't want to pay your medical bills. That's what it is. It's kind of like that moron in New York was trying to ban freaking extra gulps. It's like, dude,
the big gulps.
Yeah, you can't freaking go and get yourself some pop or something, man. You got people trying to tell you what you can drink and eat now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. So now he's banning anything that has these things in it, which is going to make it where people have to reformulate their food.
I don't know why businesses even want to cater to California. If I was a business, I'd be like, fuck California. I ain't freaking going by your rules.
You know, during the holidays, especially like Easter, people are into those marshmallow peeps.
Yeah.
That is one of the companies that has to reformulate their product.
I would say screw you. I just ain't selling to California. Those businesses need to come sit together and make an announcement. Screw California.
Yeah, so it's gonna affect so many different things like Coke, Pepsi, Gatorade, the people that make Peeps, baked goods like even bread and muffins, and it's gonna affect everything.
That's right, Dirty Knobs. Cook County passed that pop tax, so yeah. Everybody was going to DuPage now. I couldn't live in freaking
Cook County. Well, that's because in Cook County, anything that has sugar in it is a higher paid tax now, especially soda.
And people still vote for them.
It's an extra tax.
Doesn't that drive you crazy? People will still vote for that shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They're idiots, man.
Well, California, those distributors in California have until January 1st of 2027 to remove those 4 products, like the 4 ingredients from their products, or they can face up to $10,000 for violations.
Go screw yourself, Newsom. You're a prick. I don't even know why anybody likes you. Oh, yeah, the ones that want their welfare checks.
Yeah, don't forget them.
Yeah, those are the only ones that vote Democrats or the welfare check people.
Yeah.
Because they're low information voters. They only vote because they get their government cheese. And I'm sorry for being so nasty, but they deserve it.
Well, he's insisting that those items that have red dye number 3 in them, which includes like your red Skittles and stuff, they say it causes cancer.
Dude, they don't know what the hell causes. You know what?
Breathing can cause you cancer.
Yeah.
Any
day thing can cause cancer.
Sticking
man.
Your phone in your bra, that can cause cancer. Hanging out in front of the microwave while it's running, that can cause cancer. I mean, what the hell doesn't cause cancer according to everyone now?
And they're fucking freaking out. RFK Jr. launched his independent bid. That's the death of the Biden administration. He's going to take so many Democratic votes from them. And you actually had a new poll out that came out that said 20% of Democrats now want to vote for Trump and almost 50% of blacks want to vote for Trump. I think everybody's getting a little nervous with this Israel-Palestine deal.
Makes you think
about Trump wouldn't fuck around with this shit.
Makes you really think twice about who you want in office.
You got consequences of who you vote for and you're getting it right now. California, you know what? You should be your own country. You know what? Just leave the U.S. because you're worthless. That's California. And split Chicago from Illinois so we'd have some peace. I think it'd be easy.
You think so?
You know, if these people want to vote for Democrats, they want to live under communism, get out of here. Screw you. Get the fuck lost.
Well, isn't California kind of on a fault line so they can be?
Yeah,
can actually become like an island?
Yeah, why can't they break off, man, and get out of here?
What are you going to do? No Mike Ball.
Well,
floating in the ocean.
He'd be floating in the ocean. He can lead the rebellion.
To be like, see what you people did?
Freaking Gavin Newsom's like that Darth Sidious in Star Wars. He's evil.
Maybe him and Pritzker are friends.
You know what all this pushback's doing against this woke stuff? The NHL came out and said, no more pride jerseys, no more rainbow tape. They have gotten sick of losing people watching them.
Damn.
Now everybody's coming out and say, you know what? This is stupid. You know, there's been liberals that have come out and said, yeah, we used to support Muslims, but now they're cutting off the heads of babies. They finally woke up. They're admitting the right was right the whole time.
Seriously.
But what do you think, man? No more pride jerseys. No, it's about time because it's a sport. I don't want to hear your freaking political opinions and at a sport. I'm there to watch a sport.
I agree. It's more about the sport. It's not about what jersey you're wearing. Nobody wants to see that. I was actually surprised to see the high school kids over here.
Mm.
They have their homecoming game this coming weekend. And last weekend they had a home game as well, but this one's homecoming. They're actually wearing breast cancer jerseys.
I have to say the generation that's coming up in high school right now, they don't agree with all this woke shit. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
People are actually just pushing back.
Well, maybe some people need to, or more people need to.
Well, I'm hoping they do, because this world's getting screwed up, and I think people are finally getting scared to see how serious it's getting. You know, the Second Amendment is the biggest thing we got, and now you see why you need it. It happened in the Middle East. If they were armed to the teeth, they would have fought back. That's why you need your Second Amendment. That's why the freaking government, these Democrats, want to take it away from you so they can control your ass. Look at what they're doing in Canada, man. Canada, you have to have all kinds of permits and shit. You can't have handguns. You have a protest, the government breaks it up, and you can't do shit about it because you gave them your guns for your safety. Get out of here with that shit. The world's a bad place, and you just got to face that. There's no kumbaya in this world. Ever since the history of man, there's never been a freaking day that somebody around the world's not fucking killing each other.
It's true. It's all you hear about. It's like you always say that everybody gets mad because when I do news stories, it's like every other news story, if not all of them, are about somebody killing somebody. That's all you see.
That's all you hear about.
There's really, it's not easy to find news to talk about because it all has to do with either government stuff or somebody's killing someone.
Well, if it bleeds, it leads, and that's true. That's all people want to hear about.
Yeah.
That's all they've been programmed to hear about.
It's because all they're
old Chuck Jines going after freaking the history of Zionism. Chuck going off on this subject, man. He was on that kick with Donald Trump. Now he got this one. You gotta love him.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dude, he gets intense into this shit, man. He like digs in. I think he sometimes really likes agitating the shit out of people. It's funny.
You get a kick out of that.
I do, man. You know what? His philosophy's awesome. He's really a learned guy, and he really stirs people up into a debate. He actually, instead of debate, they get pissed. You got to give it to him, man.
I think that's funny.
It is funny.
It's comical.
But yeah, man, if it bleeds, it leads. That's the way the news cycles work. It's always going to work that way.
It is how it is. So, you know, grin and bear it, I guess.
Grin and bear it.
Grin and bear it.
So what are you talking about a frog? You know, we were talking about goats and sheep.
And I said I was going to come back at you with a frog.
Yeah, what the hell's with a frog? Somebody screwing a frog now?
No.
You know what would be funny? They got them down south. They're called lick 'em frogs.
Don't. Don't do it.
No, I'm talking about you doing it.
No, I'm not doing it.
Either that, I'd like to see you on mushrooms.
No.
I think you'd be fucking funny as hell. No. China on mushrooms.
Not going to happen.
See all the pretty lights.
Unless I have no clue I did it. Like if you sneak them on my pizza, then.
You know what? That's a good idea.
No.
Look how mad she just got right there.
No. No.
I think it would be funny.
So you've been talking about sheep. You've been talking about goats. I actually found a news story about frogs. Female frogs fake their death to avoid sexual interaction.
Is that why you lay like a log?
I'm a frog.
Should we call you Frog?
Frogger. No. Do you see me saying ribbit?
That was a freaking freaked up game, man, Frogger. He gets splashed and shit.
I gotta play Frogger getting across the street here going to work.
Why don't you just walk to the other corner?
Because that's too far. Why would I walk all the way to the stoplight and then cross the street and then come all the way back? That's like a block and a half out of the way.
True.
Instead of just crossing and jaywalking right across the street.
True.
So experts have previously found that female frogs weren't able to fend off unwanted male attention in the form of intimidation, harassment, or even forced sex.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe we're the only radio show that talks about frogs, sheep, and goats.
So the mating behavior can result in death for the female frogs. Because the male frogs just sometimes get way too rough.
They get freaking all excited and shit.
So now in the study, they actually have a study out for this.
They studied frogs banging.
They did.
Jesus Christ.
Of the 54 females that they had, 33% played dead in order to not have to have sex with the male frog.
That is so awesome.
It was basically like what they would call a tonic immobility, where they stiffen and stretch their limbs out and to not respond to any stimuli.
That sounds like you.
Play dead.
No, really, it's that's you.
What are you talking about?
You're a dead log. Now I get your game.
So instead of dead log, I studied frogs.
You studied frogs.
Oh my gosh. Here we go.
You did. You studied frogs, you bitch. You've been watching too much National Geographic on freaking your Disney Channel.
No, this wasn't on Disney Channel. This is in the New York Post.
You know what? I just noticed you do have hazel eyes. You must be a frog.
No.
I'm fucking a frog. How screwed up is that? You just made me realize that. You got green eyes.
Oh,
you lay dead.
I play dead.
You're a frog.
Well, it could be. I'm not telling.
Unbelievable.
Well, I guess the male frogs are just too strong for some of these women. And in order for the women to get out of doing it, they just got to play dead.
You know what? I can't imagine that because, you know, how do frogs fuck? I don't get it.
Doggy style.
They do it frog style, you mean?
Yeah, well, froggy style.
You women like doggy style more, don't you? Or how does it work out? What's your favorite position?
When I'm asleep? No. I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, you get what you women do. What do women like the most?
Amazing man on top.
That's because you guys are a bunch of lazy asses.
So we can play dead. Yeah. Man on top. Doggy style is all right, but sometimes it's a little much when you got to feel those, those balls slapping on your... No.
And you get slapped on the ass like you some bad bitch.
It's like, ride a girl, come on, come on.
Riding you like a horse and stuff.
Yep, here we go again.
I'm serious, man. You get slapped in the ass. Women have to go.
Yeah, you
through
get
some
spanked
shit.
By one hand. You got the ball smacking you with the. And it's like freaking what the hell? That's like abuse.
You women go through some shit with us men, man.
That's abuse.
Hey, if you were ever reincarnated, would you want to come back as a man?
No.
Why?
No. No. Never.
You want to? You wouldn't want to have your balls slap on some broad?
No. Balls are so ugly. I'm sorry. There is absolutely nothing attractive about a ball sack. There's just not.
Some women have freaking fetishes when it comes to that.
Well, and then they must be blind or partially.
Teabagged her ass, if you ask me.
Women don't teabag. We taco dip.
Yeah, that's true.
That's taco true. Dip.
So I guess China Dow don't want to be reincarnated into a man.
No, I mean, the problem would be there'd be a major problem with that. I'd never leave the house because I'd be at home like this all day long. I would never leave.
So what you think?
I would rub it raw.
So you think it's freaking a little easier with somebody co-host than the show with you?
Huh? Oh, my God. Yes. It's like stupid without somebody co-hosting.
Well, at least you get to do an answer and question.
Yeah. I mean, I concentrated a little bit more on the comments yesterday because I'm like, I'm running out of material. How can I keep just rambling for I don't even know what half the stuff I don't even know what I was talking about. I'm just like, hey, this sounds good.
It's funny, too. That's all she does is talk all damn day. Now, all of a sudden, you put a camera in front of her and she don't know what the hell she's talking about.
It's like, what?
Idiot.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel and Hamas continue trading rocket fire as hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops mass on the Gaza border ahead of an expected Israeli ground offensive. Correspondent Joseph Krause says Israel promises to crush and destroy the terrorists.
As the war has escalated, the total death toll now stands at more than 2,200 killed on both sides, and it shows no signs of slowing down. Israel's defense minister has said that it will continue to escalate its offensive against Gaza, against Hamas in Gaza.
And the death.
Listening to our music in the shower could be dangerous. Have you ever tried to twerk in the shower?
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
Steve goes over here and says, wow, when Wood ain't here, China Doll is wicked smart. And when Wood comes back, she turns juvenile. Is that true?
I don't know.
Maybe. Do you have more of a freaking, adult conversation?
I guess
when you're by yourself.
I mean, yesterday's show I think was the best of the three that I've done so far, to be honest.
I think it was good too because I was watching, but I was working.
I mean, I was a little bit. I wasn't like goofy or any of that really, but I don't know. I think I
Cataholic had. Says pound size discussion incoming. No, you know what? Let's talk about that for a minute. Now that you brought it up, so you don't want to bring in topics that I'm looking at. You women, what do you like as an average, or what size pecker do you women really like? Smoke another one. Now you're ruining my audio.
Everybody, shut up. Everybody likes different sizes. They're, okay, not all.
I'm talking
it's
about
to each
women.
Their own as
no,
far as
don't
women.
Give me this to each me own. That's a bullshit answer.
Not all women like ginormous dicks. Not all women like teeny tiny ones. Some women like average size.
Really?
Yeah.
So you women don't like being bent over like frogs with a 12-inch dick?
No. Ouch. Then you feel it's coming out the top of your head or something.
It's like women.
If
man.
It's 12 inches long and has girth, number one, they're ripping you in half.
I don't know.
And
why,
number two,
you know,
it's coming out your mouth as they're getting you from. No.
You women freaking have babies. Your putties go through a lot of freaking abuse.
Well, they're stretchable, but I mean, geez.
Stretchable like a slinky. You remember the slinky?
Slinky, slinky, a fun and lovable toy. Yeah. It's fun for the a girl and a boy.
Shit that goes through your head.
It walks downstairs. What, it's a commercial from Slinky from when we were kids.
I remember that slinky thing. What was it?
Sure, it was a slinky.
That thing with Jim Carrey, Pet Detective Ace Ventura, when he has the slinky going down the Buddhist temple and the last there, it stops.
It stops.
We used to do that as kids, too. And it's like, you bastard. And I'd kick it.
It didn't make it all the way down, asshole.
You just kick the ass.
You just kick the slinky across the room. You're like, piece of crap.
Oh, my.
You didn't even finish the full stairs.
Yeah. Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. That was actually the only funny and mass that he played in was the only funniest movies I thought he had. Other than that,
you didn't like liar,
no, I think that was stupid
when he couldn't lie.
That and Cable Man was stupid. It's like, dude, shut up. Get out of here.
Pet Detective.
Those are the ones I liked.
I don't know. He's all right.
I don't know.
He's all right. He's all right.
Are you retarded woke?
No.
You don't consider yourself woke?
No. No, I don't think so. Why?
Man, if you don't know if you're woke or not, something's wrong with you.
I just said I don't think so. Other people might, but I don't think so.
You're not woke, dummy.
I don't think so. I'm not. I'm barely awake now. Ah!
Alrighty then.
So guess what?
Now Road Rage has a log song from Ren and Stimpy stuck in his head. Try to have her on the back of your bike, man.
You get lots of songs stuck in your head.
No shit. That's why my freaking radio. You know what? I'm kind of upset, man, because I put it up for the season.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Now you're bored.
No, I'm bored.
Is that why you were hanging out in the garage yesterday?
Dude, I'm sitting over there fucking with an air compressor that I have to fix and stuff. You know, it's an old Craftsman, 5.5 horse. And I got to get a new freaking regulator and just a bunch of shit. I got to get a freaking pipe bender and all that dumb shit.
Yeah, pipe bender.
Yeah, bend her over and give her the pipe.
That's right where my mind went. So, you know, Friday's Friday the 13th. Tomorrow.
Duh.
And, you know, on the
you know what? You got to watch out for that, man. I guess these Muslims are going around saying there should be a day of jihad. So be careful in the big cities just in case one of them quacks starts some shit. And thank God you have a Second Amendment. Go ahead.
And guess what's going on Saturday?
What's going on? That's Saturday the 14th.
Yeah.
There was actually a movie Saturday the 14th.
Never heard of it.
You're stupid. It was from when we were kids.
I never heard of it.
You had the Friday the 13th, then you had Saturday the 14th. You got to look it up on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh. So guess what? Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish? Saturday is... Millions and millions of Americans can see a spectacular solar eclipse as the moon passes in front of the sun, temporarily darkening the sky over the
country. Oh, that's
going to
be cool, but too bad it's going to be raining here, so we won't see it.
Damn it, because they call it the Ring of Fire.
Yeah, we won't be able to see it.
I want to see the Ring of Fire.
We have to live in a shitty freaking state, you know.
But they say that the showstopper comes April of 2024 when a large portion of the country gets to see an even more impressive total eclipse.
Really?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Total eclipse of the heart. What? I'm like putting everything to songs.
You are. You're acting like a gay.
I am not. Rude.
You're bi as hell, man.
So?
You can eat a putty better than anybody.
Yes. Your point. I'm just better.
Yeah, you are.
Better at giving header.
I think that's why, you know what? I've always talked about that. Women are bi, every one of them. I don't care what the hell they have to say. That's what it is.
Oh, too many are going to deny, deny, deny.
I always find that, man. They always do deny.
Yep.
And then they're looking at somebody's ass and stuff like that. It's like, I caught ya.
Seen it. I saw you looking. Yeah, for real.
Look at that. Mike Ball finally in the house right there, man. We're talking about your state of California and how you guys should
suck.
The San Andrea Fault should just like break that state off into an island.
Turn into an island. You can go swimming.
Bye bye.
Bye, California. Take what? Hi.
Read your story, dummy.
I did.
That's all.
My news.
What the hell was the story about? I just forgot.
The eclipse.
Oh, the eclipse.
For Saturday.
Is that one of those things where you have to make a paper? Remember how you had the only way to look at it was through a paper?
No, remember those boxes everybody
used to
have?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Well, they said you need to watch it safely. I don't know how the hell to watch it because we ain't going to see it. So why should I even put forth effort to go figure it out?
Hey, when's the next time Halley's Comet is coming back by?
I have no idea.
Ain't that every 75 years or some shit like that?
I have no idea.
We already seen it as kids, so that was probably our only one and done type of deal because we're going to be old and decaying by then. You know, China Dow's already started the process of decaying.
You're a dick.
Why I got to be a dick?
You're a dick.
Okay, what do you got here?
What do I got where? I already did my news stories. I'm trying to look up. I was going to look up Halley's Comet.
No, don't look at that. A sign someone isn't as smart as they think they are. And again, that comes to China Dow right there.
No, that ain't true.
What do you mean that ain't true?
That ain't true. I ain't no know-it-all.
Oh, sure you are.
No, I'm not. Because it says first one is not willing to learn more because they think they know everything. That's false because I already know I don't know everything. I'm willing to learn. That's why I look stuff up.
Halley's Comet will next appear in the night sky in the year 2062.
We ain't gonna be here. We'll miss it.
We'll be like 89 years old.
And it'll probably be cloudy. So we ain't gonna see it.
That sucks.
We ain't gonna see it. We ain't gonna remember. Because we'll have like Alzheimer's and shit.
You're going to have dementia or some shit like that.
I'm going to be like, what's going on today? No.
Who are you?
Who, what? Oh, don't touch me. I don't know you.
Oh, my God.
Who is this guy?
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
So what's a sign someone isn't as smart as they think they are? The signs.
That they're not willing to learn. That they think they know everything.
Don't you love them know-it-alls?
I hate those kind of people. You know your teenage kids act like that. They think they know everything. They do. They act like
problem is some of them do.
Well, some of them do know more than their parents, but you know. But I hate that when people act like they know everything and they're not willing to learn.
Hey, Jason, you need to go back to today's video, man. You'll. You know what? I should have never did that one, man, because everybody's like confused and shit. It was a freaking joke. So, yeah, Jason, go and look at that stuff.
What, this morning's video?
This morning's.
Hollywood said he needs to be an actor because he's still going to do his news as he does it. He was messing with everybody, seeing what would happen. Oh, no, no backer news. Just kidding.
No, it was psych.
Psych. He was playing. He's still doing his news. Just saying. So do you know people that act like they know everything?
Every freaking day you run into them.
I know.
That's just like at work, man. Motherfucker don't know shit about freaking cars or trucks. Then they want to come in and argue with the mechanics and the service or service writers. It's like, dude, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Shut up, stupid.
Dude doesn't even know where the dipstick is to check his oil.
And you're going to come over here and talk about, oh, you don't need a heater core. You dumbass. Who the hell are you? Dude, Hollywood has a hard time keeping it under wraps, man.
The moments when Hollywood actually has to bite his tongue.
And then I kind of don't.
And you kind of don't. Naughty. Bad boy.
I've already been in trouble twice already for my mouth. Have I not?
Yes, you have.
I've already been in trouble.
You have. Mm-hmm. Calm it down.
It's hard for me.
Calm it down.
Because I got a big mouth.
Yeah, you do.
You know what? Screw plan. That's what I'm going to do next time when all the know-it-alls come in and they don't know shit. I'm going to say, hey, you got to change your blinker fluid.
And we offer free blinker fluid refills.
Yeah.
With your oil change. No.
I'd probably get my ass in trouble on that one, too.
We should create a label and put it on one of the bottles at your work that says blinker fluid.
Blinker fluid fund. So know-it-alls.
Yeah, know-it-alls.
What's the next one?
Not willing to listen to others. Refusing to listen to another, like basically their opinion. Unwilling to listen to what they have to say to basically prove that they don't know it all.
I think they're a bunch of quacks, them kind of people. I do. I think they're quacks. I kind of laugh at them. I do.
I know you do.
I laugh at you every day.
Stop. You're mean.
That's all I hear is I'm mean.
You're mean. You hateful.
I'm hateful.
Wakey, wakey! It's breakfast time!
Morning is upon us.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
Oh my goodness gracious, man.
What?
What's the next one?
Being overconfident. They believe that everything they do is correct.
You know what? If you're overconfident, you're not a smart person. Damn. Oh, unbelievable.
New ringtone.
New ringtone, man. Wow.
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck right there.
God. So people that are overconfident, they, they need to have some more experience and understanding that they're not that special, or maybe they are special. Maybe they rode the short bus or drove it.
I tell you what, you ride the short bus every damn day.
I do. To and from work. God.
Is it BD?
Is it BD?
You guys always picking on BD and shit.
Well, who else would call you this early?
No shit, man. No, it's not BD. man. Anyway, we didn't get into that hardcore. We're going to continue this discussion on Monday. But,
or I could do it tomorrow.
Or you can, you know what? Do it tomorrow. That would be great.
Since I'm by myself.
You're by yourself tomorrow. But yeah. I'm getting a schedule together where we're going back to a full week.
Yay!
So anyway, guys and gals, that is the show today. I know it's a little short, but Hollywood has to actually go work for a living. I'll talk to you guys and gals later. Rock out.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. Don't miss out on our lives Monday through Friday at Rock.